faz caminha. Descobriu que as terras brasileiras eram verdes e verdejantes. Escreveu uma carta ao rei. Tudo que nela se planta, tudo cresce e floresce. E o Gauss na época gravou.
Sobre a cabeça os aviões, sobre os meus pés os caminhões, aponta contra os chapadões meu nariz. Eu organizo o movimento, eu oriento o carnaval, eu inauguro o monumento no planalto central do país. Viva a bossa, sa, sa, viva a palhoça, sa, 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 sa. Viva a bossa, sa, sa, viva a palhoça, sa, 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 sa. O monumento é de papel, crepô e prata, os olhos verdes da mulata, a cabeleira esconde atrás da verde mata, o luar do sertão. O monumento não tem porta, a entrada é uma rua antiga, estreita e torta, e no joelho uma criança sorridente, feia e morta, estende a mão. Viva a mata, ta, ta, viva a mulata, ta, 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 ta. Viva a mata, ta, ta, viva a mulata, ta, 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 ta. No pátio interno há uma piscina com água azul de amaralina, coqueiro, brisa e fala nordestina e faróis. Na mão direita tem uma roseira, autenticando a eterna primavera. E nos jardins os urubus passeiam a tarde inteira entre os girassóis.
Stop taking drugs?
Sexually transmitted diseases.
Correct. Sexually transmitted diseases are the most widespread communicable diseases monitored by the government. More common than measles, chickenpox, mumps and tuberculosis combined. Millions become infected each year. Be aware, be informed, be responsible, because STDs don't make decisions, people do. A message from the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Getting sexually transmitted diseases is not something I've really ever worried about.
I think peace of mind is probably the bottom line as far as I'm concerned.
Herb and Marge have been married for 45 years.
I always felt like she was a one-man gal, and that pleased me.
I was a one-man girl.
When it comes to being committed, this is the gal I've committed my life to, and that's the way I'm going to make it stay.
When my total sexuality becomes a whole part of my balanced system of my mind, the rest of my physical senses, my emotional life, my spiritual life, because I am a committed person and have a committed person who is reacting to me, there's no chance for boredom. And this is very exciting and thrilling to me that we can be like this after 45 years of marriage.
A message from the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
If I ever heard God speak, God said, son, tonight, I want you to tell the people that God is a killer. Is a killer. Is a killer. Is a killer. Is a killer.
I like the killer.
I thought, I've read that in the Bible. Where is it? God said,
I can no longer sit back and allow communist indoctrination, communist conversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Always is always is always. keep saying you got something for me. And something you call love, I confess. You've been a mess where you shouldn't have been a mess. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots make walking, and that's just what I'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you're not bad. And you keep saving when you ought to be changing. No one's mind is right, but you ain't been right yet. And these boots made for walking. And that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots, I'm gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. You keep thinking that you're gonna burn. I just found me. And when it knows, you ain't got time to learn. And these boots are ready for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
And that was Crispin Glover, Crispin Hellion Glover, doing a fine rendition of "These Boots Are Made for Walking." Here in Seattle, 101.9 FM. You're listening to I Like the Scribbles. My name's Chris. Welcome to the show.
Knocking on the door here, you know, and they say, I drove all the way from wherever, and you know, I've worked 12 hours and I'm tired, and I want to say, well, yes, but I didn't ask you to drive all that way, but they don't seem to understand that, so you rap with them a little bit, and before you know it, there's four more cars out in front of the driveway, and you're doing a personal appearance, and through it all, they're saying things like, you know, it's people like us that made you, you know, and of course, they don't realize that it really wouldn't make a tinker's damn if you said, look, I'm tired and good night, and go on back in the house. I mean, you and I both know that Cary Grant never signed an autograph in his life, and he did all right. But I like people, and it's kind of fun. I think you go away from meeting somebody, whether you talk to them for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever, with a little bit of them, a little piece of them. I think that's good. People keep coming and knocking on the door here, you know, and they say,
I see in your come on.
They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken.
I'm
It's very important. Look, if you watch kinky perverted lesbian videos, please tell me, do.
Demonic deviants reign. Deviants reign.
Reckon now.
Reckon now. Sabotage. Sabotage. Once he has them in his possession, they are mentally, physically, and sexually victimized.
I was speaking about going Satan's way to get out of my problem.
I am a Satanist. I am a Satanist. Vengeance. I'm a treasure. One night.
They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken.
Rebecca is being roasted by the power of Jesus Christ.
What's happening?
Is in control. Who are you? You are not the keeper. You are subject to Jesus Christ. Keeper and guardian, I'm in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Keeper and guardian. You are bound in the name of Jesus Christ. You who call yourself keeper? Is Jesus? You cannot have this girl. You cannot have her. She's not your. Does she belong? She belong to him.
You terminate her.
Rebecca?
What?
Now you just, is it okay? Then I'm going to suspend my closing. I'm going to suspend the last cover. Right there.
Yes.
Call yourself the keeper. Speak to me. You speak to me.
What?
You let her go. You know.
Why? Belongs to me.
Not forever. Not forever.
Yet. To guide her and to lead her.
Jesus Christ came for her. For her. She will make that. She will make. They know very well it's a miracle that she called it. It's a miracle she called it, isn't it? Isn't it?
Someone out there was praying for,
Now you listen to me. You must be subject to the authority of Jesus Christ. How many more? Jesus Christ. How many more? How many? How many are kind?
How many?
Name Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Help.
Sin. There are hundreds.
Hold is being broken.
No.
Yes. Yes, and you know very well. God. Have her call me. God would not have thousands of people praying. You know very well that you're holding.
Thank you.
mistake. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. They influence many others.
Position that they're taking, and believe me, that's very heartbreaking because I've never been in before in my laundry so to speak here. So folks, friend, I'm this end. Have people integrity here, responsible people. Me. The police department in here and question any one of us, absolutely free to do so. Put us on, do so. What? I have Jesus. I'm with this situation. 1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-1-800-2-
Mirrors that actually turn that material. I would wake up and it would truly wake up and it would truly
like influence.
Coming and actually levitating me off my bed, adding me back down. My brother, literally every, supposed to be a black magician, but it really happened, and he was terrified, and he would wake up and be awake, and this deep, room, tap.
Well, we appear to have encountered a computer failure here at the station. Hopefully, Fun Drive dollars will be going to this computer, but that's what I hoped last year. And over a year later, here we are with a computer that's just a year older than it was last year. And just as bad. If you have an old computer out there you want to donate to CITR, I would love to, give you something. I don't really have anything, but like I'd name the show after you. How about that? I'd name the show in your honor. And, whoa. We're back.
I screamed. And then the goblin screamed. That made Michael jump back and knock over the bookshelf. Then I screamed some more. I'm a good screamer. Elliot almost had a fit. He slammed the door so Mom wouldn't hear us. Michael threw his head over my mouth and dragged me into the closet. The hysterical goblin ran in after us. Screaming all the way. Then Elliot ran in and slammed the door.
Here's a song I'm gonna sing.
that you can sing. The story of the ABCs. After a while, I want you to join me. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z, ABCs. That's your ABCs. Now you come on. Come on and join with me. I said A.
Well, once again, we're out of music, and I've got to say something. Anyways, I might as well tell you what we heard before the music suddenly comes back and cuts me off again. Heard about 40 minutes of music there. We heard Crispin Glover to start the show off. These boots are made for walking. We heard a couple, a little mix I made earlier with the exorcism, and that scary song, I guess. Recently, when I just got cut off a second ago, that was Drew Barrymore from E.T., the extraterrestrial soundtrack. And finally, we heard Lou Rawls doing ABCs. In a minute here, we're going to hear, I don't know how long it'll take, but at some point, it's going to start playing this old album,
cleanliness is an essential part of sexual attraction. Many women prefer using a douche to clean out their vagina, and the most simple method is to use a syringe or irrigator, which has been filled with warm water mixed with kitchen salt or vinegar or other household ingredient, usually recommended and handed down from mother to daughter. Because of the large demand for feminine cleansing aids, many fine commercially prepared douches are now on the market. There are concentrate or powdered douches, which, when mixed with warm water, have a deodorizing and cleansing effect on the vagina. Also, many types of flavored and scented douches. Concentrates can be purchased through mail-order houses. The flavors and scents range from peach nectar, raspberry, and tutti frutti to champagne and even honey. Also offered are complete feminine syringe kits, ideal for traveling. The kit contains a 2-quart capacity latex syringe bag with strong molded collar and hang-up loop, a vaginal pipe and rectal pipe tubing with shut-off valve for controlled flow, all encased in a waterproof zippered bag. The bulb-type feminine syringe has an 8-ounce capacity. liquid concentrate packet douches come pre-measured with excellent cleansing, non-irritating, and highly effective chemicals ready to be mixed with 1 quart of water. The most avant-garde of all douches is the completely motorized electric douche machine with motor encased in an attractive container which discharges the water at a gentle, even pressure automatically. This very unusual film is now taking you into the exclusively private world of the female. These revealing close-up camera shots have been filmed only recently and have never been shown publicly before. You are witnessing the use of the douche bag, the syringe, and bulb-type douching syringe, and you are now learning about the most intimate moments in a woman's life. Douching is a simple, easy method of attaining internal cleanliness. It requires very little time, and the majority of women perform this cleansing ritual regularly. Naturally, each woman uses the type of douche which she finds most suitable for her individual needs. ovulation is limited to a certain period in a woman's life. This period extends from puberty to the menopause. Menstruation is due to the rejection of the uterine mucous membrane, which in pregnancy is the site of the fertilized egg. The bleeding is the result of the lesion which forms in the inner lining. Should the ovum be fertilized, the rejection process is terminated so that the fertilized egg can become embedded in the mucous lining of the womb. And only as long as the ovaries produce eggs that can be fertilized does the monthly menstrual flow occur. The menstrual cycle, the lapse of time between the end of one period and the start of the next, usually an interval of 28 days, is due to the time it takes nature to restore the lining in the womb after the unfertilized egg has become detached from the womb. The menstrual flow lasts from 2 to 5 days. In periods of physical or emotional stress, the interval and the duration of each menstruation can be subjected to variation. Menstruation can also temporarily cease without the woman being pregnant. Before and during menstruation, many women suffer from minor ailments such as irritability, headaches, and slight nausea. The administration of hormones under a doctor's guidance can reduce these symptoms to a minimum. A thorough washing of the vaginal area with soap and water or a daily bath is most essential, especially during menstruation, as the sweat glands are more active during this period. The vaginal area should, of course, be washed every single day, whether during the menstrual period or not, as the remains of urine and of the lubricating secretions soon may begin to smell strongly. Therefore, vaginal deodorants should be used as they prevent the sweat from the vaginal area decomposing. These deodorants are especially useful during menstruation. They cut down the odor, especially for those who use external pairs. External pairs make odor inevitable, and vaginal deodorants do cut down the smell, although not as effectively as does the use of a tampon or a pass-away cup. Tampons are now the number one choice of women to use during the menstrual period. They are designed to absorb the menstrual flow. They can be inserted correctly and easily. They expand to fit the inner contours of a woman. Also, they are designed so they can be simply withdrawn for disposal. The woman...
rational about hair. In the Mediterranean countries, most women never shave their underarms.
They ran us the right. out and locked us in the slammer. I'm too scared to call Pop, but I have to. We were in my car and we got in a fight. Jail is not the place where I thought I'd spend my night. I spent the night in jail.
A female shave of pubic hair, which allows for a detailed close examination of the vulva and all its parts. The clitoris, the mons veneris, and the outer and inner labias. There are many men and women who prefer a shaven pubis for hygienic reasons as well as for sensual reasons. As we stated earlier, the practice of masturbation as a sexual outlet is most evident in adolescence. Myths and misconceptions about masturbation have existed for centuries, yet it is a normal part of growing up. Masturbation is not physically or mentally harmful, and all of the old wives' tales about its consequences are untrue. The only harm masturbation has caused has been the unnecessary guilt and fear individuals have suffered because they believe that masturbation was wrong, sinful, or harmful. As a matter of fact, doctors, psychiatrists, and sexologists all agree that far from being regarded as unhealthy, masturbation is now considered normal, healthy, and an important part of sexual maturity. Masturbation normally begins in early childhood as the exploratory touching or fondling of the sex organs, not done to orgasms. This initial phase passes as the child grows older, but it is usually resumed when the age of puberty is reached, at which time masturbation is frequently practiced to ejaculation, an orgasm in the male, an orgasm in the female. Masturbation can either be brief, with the aim of achieving quick orgasm, or it can be voluntarily extended over a longer time in order to indulge in erotic fantasies. Usually, masturbation produces a quick orgasm, but in some unusual cases, it is extended over a period of hours. Many doctors and psychiatrists recommend masturbation to women who suffer from frigidity, encouraging them to learn about their body's responses in a relaxed, private atmosphere.
When I hear
although
music,
masturbation
it
is not
makes
a substitute for vaginal intercourse,
got the music,
it can usually lead to a satisfying
chance.
Orgasm.
When I
the latest survey shows that the rate of
dance,
masturbation in women is on the increase. And this
my
is partly due to the fact that women achieve orgasm more quickly
my eyes,
and more surely than masturbating than they do when performing
so many thighs.
Also, masturbation is a natural way of
releasing whether or not I'm gonna see.
Most common is the stimulation of the clitoris with the hand or fingers. At the same
when
time,
when I hear music, it makes me dance.
Is also possible. This
it
is
a really fun. It almost blew my mind.
Or an object which may stimulate
it
the space
of
the
penis.
Some women can reach an orgasm simply by compressing their thighs or by touching their nipples. As long as
I feel good, just like I knew they would, and I'm gonna get a chick if I really should. Here's my chance.
Way of relieving tension. Many sexologists also
when
believe
I hear music, it makes me dance. You got the music, here's my chance.
Exactly which parts of her body are the most sensitive, thus will be able to buy her lover during the act of
love. When I hear music, it makes me dance. You got the music, here's my chance.
Pocket. They are very easy to use. They can be used frequently throughout the day. They cleanse and purify the by means of a removable plunger. They are most effective when used before retiring. They are mildly antiseptic and do an excellent job of keeping a woman odor-free throughout the night. You are now seeing the most unusual intimate details of feminine hygiene as photographed only recently by the movie camera. As a matter of fact, these film shots have never before been publicly shown. They are your introduction to the feminine mystique, that inner world of most personal involvement which each woman has with herself. How she maintains her sexuality, keeping it fresh, clean, and desirable. You will notice the manner in which the women properly apply the FBS deodorant towelettes, Vino hygiene spray, and the many other vaginal cleansing foams and sprays. Most men believe that the woman who takes good care of herself, her body, and the pride in the way she looks and smells will also take pride in the way she looks after him. And both men and women realize that sex can be especially exciting when the male and female feel clean, fresh, and instinctively appealing to each other.
Well, we've been hearing some Baron Zen at the Mall remixes, album produced by Peanut Butter Wolf, with a lot of great artists on it. We heard Baron Zen Theme with Danny Breaks, Gotta Get Rid of Rick, remixed by James Pants. M80 did A Night in Jail, and the last one was J-Rock doing When I Hear Music. I'm going to get out of here. It's about 2 o'clock. I'm done, and I'm going to leave you with how about the rest of this album. Coming up next is Peanut Butter Wolf doing At the Mall. A couple tracks later, we got Madlib doing a track called Shoes. See, Peanut Butter Wolf some more, another M80 track. So there's some good music on that album, trust me. Yeah. Anyways, this has been I Like the Scribbles. See you guys next week. About midnight on Fridays. And thanks for the phone calls. Oh, I should have something to play right now, shouldn't I? Anyways, I'm out.
As I should, and then I try. But what I like the most are girls and Orange Julius. Lots of famous people at the mall. Adam has some of the stars at the mall. I sit by the flower pot. Yes, yes, where the girls the world.
Shoes, I really love shoes, I really love shoes, really love shoes, I really love shoes, really love shoes, I really love shoes, darling, really love shoes, shoes are so important to me, shoes, oh, baby, they're sexy, especially around fat ankles, and then I get up to that, then I give you a smack on the back. Shoes apply on fat females, on tall females, on skinny females, and ultimate beautiful females in the world. No matter what, you gotta have shoes. Really love shoes, I really love shoes, hey. I really love shoes, really love shoes, I really love shoes, hey. I really love shoes, shoes. They make a person. Shoes, they make an animal sing. Shoes, they make you sad sing. Shoes, we can go potty at the roller rink, but when you go to the roller rink, you gotta take your shoes off. Picture that. But if you get like Reebok roller skates, then you know that's exceptional.
nervous. I don't know how to feel. I can't feel anything anymore. Have you gone someplace else now? I don't believe in you all my life. Every day.
Elliot noticed E.T.'s wilted flower was moving. A light opened up in E.T.'s heart, growing brighter and brighter, from orange to yellow to white.
E.T. phone home.
The little guy was all worked up, and Elliot had to shut him up, so no one would know he was alive.
Elliot, why don't you come with me?
No. No. No.
And Elliot turned on the tears and faked them all out.
Would you like the flowers?
Michael and Elliot had a plan. The scientists put E.T. into a medical van. They didn't even notice it when the guy snuck aboard.
I'm driving.
Open the door, son.
There's a guy out here. What do I do?
Well, what are you waiting for? Let's go!
I've never driven forward before!
Michael screamed to his friends!
Get the bikes! Meet us at the playground at the top of the hill!
Let's do it!
They stole E.T. out from under everybody's nose and carried him off on their bikes. E.T. was riding in Elliot's basket, bouncing up and down again, with the world at their heels. But Elliot and his partners could ride. The police chased them through the streets, but the kids knew the alleys.
This is Unit 302. We've cut the kids off.
Let's split up.
Hey!
We made it!
That's what they thought. In came the roadblock. Cars and men. Police and guns. The net closed once more. E.T. and his friends had run out of time.
Whoa!
And up they went. E.T. and his pals. Up over the roadblock. Up into the sky, wheeling over the rooftops, sailing over the valleys, higher and higher. Woo-hoo! Flying in the sky, E.T. and his pals. Beautiful thing in the whole world. The ancient spaceship coming slowly down. And it was time to say goodbye.
You're welcome.
Where would E.T. go? His home was far beyond the Milky Way, out past the farthest star we see, where only the great ships of space can roam. Would they ever see him again? Where would he be?
I'll be right here.
Sadness and joy filled the air as they watched E.T. approach the ship that would take him home. The hatch was open. The crew was waiting. E.T. looked at his friends one last time, picked up his flower pot, and walked into the ship. The hatch closed. The ship lifted off, up into the sky, trailing a rainbow. E.T.'s rainbow. Look for it. Look for it. Look.
Electronic.